This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand in our NPR West studios.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up from Kansas City, a local doctor who is changing how medicine is taught.
But first, it's been more than a year since Operation Jumpstart, when the government deployed thousands of National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Since its launch, fewer people are trying to cross illegally into the southwestern United States. But in states like Arizona, the number of people dying in the desert is approaching a record. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Three clear footprints in the dirt. That's all Catherine Ferguson needs to continue along a rocky trail in a mesquite thicket filled with chirping cicadas 12 miles north of the border.
But this is only three people. Maybe there's a group of 14 back there. Or, in our case, maybe there's one person that's been abandoned and is really sick and can't walk, you know?
Catherine Ferguson is a volunteer with Samaritan Patrol, a group of volunteers who walk these trails and call out.
Venimos a ayudar. Hola, señores. Tenemos agua, comida, atención médica.
We have help. Anyone out there, she says. We have water, food, first aid.
Llámanos.
Plenty of Border Patrol agents are nearby. In fact, Ferguson stopped when she saw a Border Patrol agent next to a truck loaded with illegal immigrants on a nearby road.
Good morning. We're with Samaritans, and we have supplies, food, water, and stuff for migrants. Do you guys have any in the back of the... You don't need anything?
I've been doing this job long enough. They have water. They have food.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But Catherine Ferguson says people continue to die not despite the increased Border Patrol presence here, but because of it. This area used to be where illegal crossers waited with smugglers for rides into cities. Now there is so much enforcement, people are being forced to continue walking into even more treacherous terrain.
One extra hour out here can be life or death to somebody. Two extra days of traveling through the desert definitely is a deadly proposition.
Ronald Colburn, the assistant chief of the Border Patrol, agrees. He points out that his agency has made more rescues than ever before. But he blames human smugglers or coyotes for putting their customers in danger along more remote routes.
We actually have a better response capability now because of more manpower and things such as sensing and air support coming online, and yet the smugglers continue to take high risks.
Across the entire southwest border, deaths are actually down 13%, but they're up sharply in Arizona, by far the nation's busiest area for illegal crossing. Chief Colburn says increased time in the desert is the main reason, but he says there's another reason, too. The Border Patrol now counts skeletal remains. It didn't used to. And more agents means discovering more remains.
It could have been deceased for 10 years and just discovered in the desert or in other remote mountains and canyons in Arizona.
It's not clear how much old skeletal remains have contributed to the total number of deaths in the Southwest, 372 bodies as of September 1st. Catherine Ferguson claims it's not significant. She says there's yet another reason deaths are up. Men who came to the U.S. for jobs are sending for their families.
Grandmothers, kids, people under 18. You know, women! Oh my goodness, there are more women than ever dead out here. There are more women than ever crossing because they want to come live with their husbands who are working here.
Among the latest victims, Maria Hernandez Escobedo of Durango, Mexico. Last weekend, her two young daughters led Border Patrol agents to her body under a mesquite tree near Bisbee, Arizona. She died when the family ran out of water after 2 days in the desert. The Border Patrol says that kind of tragedy will lessen when it gains what it calls operational control of the border. Human rights groups say deaths will stop when Congress passes legislation that allows people to come and go legally. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.